me remind you of a few words you just sang. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoiced. It had been 4,000 years since the Genesis 3:15 promise to defeat Satan. The promise had been reiterated, elaborated, and corroborated throughout all the Old Testament. The promise was, still is, the source of hope. But holding on to hope is wearisome. It requires endurance and perseverance and resilience. And it's easy to loosen the grip and relax for a moment and become faint. To overcome the fatigue, we need encouragement. We need enlightenment. We need refreshment. This happens best when the evidence of hope is observed. The refreshment arrives, the weakness is strengthened, instability is supported, and the grip on hope is tightened. But too often the grip on hope is lost. Hope becomes hopelessness. Hopelessness leads to weariness. Weariness to discouragement. And discouragement to depression. Hopelessness makes one question our own value and even our worth. Then, for nearly 400 years, it seemed that there would be no recounts of the promise. Though the promise remained, the perceived silence challenges the hope to another level. And when hope in the promise faced its darkest time, there were three sounds to restore, to remind, and to reinforce the hope of the promise. Those sounds were a cry, a call, and a concert. Listen to the words of Luke 2, verses 10 through 15. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, born. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them in heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." You know, during this time of year, there is, of course, the call to return to Bethlehem. But today, let's make it a challenge to go further. To return to Jerusalem, more precisely, Calvary, and from there to an empty tomb. Here we see the full restoration of hope and the fulfillment of the promise. And let the rejoicing begin. So today around this table, may we refresh, remember, and rejoice. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder break, a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knee. Christ is Lord. Father, we do come before you. Simply because of Jesus. Father, in him and through him and because of him, we see you. We see your heart. We see your mind. And we recognize your plan. Father, a heart that was so full of love, it has a desire to redeem and bring back to you a broken spirit and a broken world. And in your mind and in your plan, we see the great details you went through to bring this about that could only be done through Jesus as a pure and perfect sacrifice for the failures that we have. And Father, we have not lost hope. Father, we rejoice because you have given us not just the hope, not even just the promise. Father, you've given us the fulfillment that we can see. And so, Father, may we grasp hold of that today as we remember Christ and also as we examine ourselves. For we pray these things in his holy name.